The scary part is the team followed the docs, Tyler, and the refund still went out.
Yeah, that is the whole launch in miniature. Microsoft is publishing Agent Hooks as Agent Hooks 0.1, an open contract for agent governance. The claim is not, we added another callback. The claim is, deny means deny, across the agent loop, with tests proving the host actually enforces it.
Right.
And this lands directly in our governance infrastructure versus governance theater argument. Agents get tools, credentials, background jobs, retries, sub-agents, all the spicy production stuff. Then the control surface is some callback system originally built for tracing.
Episode 917. Still somehow yelling about callbacks. I cannot believe this is our glamorous lane.
It is deeply unglamorous and, annoyingly, important. The source walks through a support agent example. Refund approval over a threshold, account data redaction before replies. Then the approval guard throws on a malformed refund request, the dispatcher logs the warning, and the refund still executes because that was the documented default.
Oh, interesting.
The second miss is even more product real. The output scanner never saw a batch path because the guard was attached to the interactive path. The runtime grew another entry point, and governance stayed stapled to one doorway.
That is the part that makes this feel shippable relevant, not just standards body perfume. I don't want policy to depend on whether a developer remembered which path fires which callback. I want the framework to say, everywhere the agent can act, this contract is installed or it is not installed.
Exactly. Anyway, the comparison section is pretty pointed. LangChain's base callback handler has 20 lifecycle events, but callback returns do not block or rewrite the action. CrewAI has 78 typed event kinds, described here as observe only. Llama Index instrumentation is telemetry by design. The OpenAI Agents SDK has guardrails that can block, but input guardrails can race the first model call unless you set the right flag.
Mm-hmm.
That is the clever framing. Every framework has something that sounds like a hook, but the semantics are all over the place. If a controls vendor has to relearn those per framework, you get this M by N adapter mess.
An agent hooks tries to turn that into M plus N. Controls implement once against the contract, frameworks implement once on their side. Product-wise, that is the right user story. Policy engines, approval gateways, budget guards, content filters, egress controls.
Sure. The contract is deliberately small. 8 interception points. Agent startup, input, pre-model call, post-model call, pre-tool call, post-tool call, output, agent shutdown. 1 agent context payload with required core fields like agent, session, sequence, timestamp, and the target under evaluation. Then 3 verdicts, allow, deny, transform.
I like that they removed warn and escalation as separate control states. Warning becomes metadata on allow. Escalation becomes deny, plus an approval block. That kills the pending approval but accidentally continued shape.
No, I mean, yes. That part won me over more than the branding did. A host that cannot build a valid context, cannot reach an interceptor, times out or receives a malformed verdict, has to synthesize a deny. That is fail closed in the contract, not vibes in a best practices doc.
Come on, Tyler. You liked a governance spec. We should mark the calendar.
I liked one clause. Do not make me into a platform optimist.
Too late. The audit piece is also very you, though. Every emission produces an interception record, but payload-free. It carries verdict projection, which interceptor decided, the composition profile, sequence number, and content identities before and after enforcement.
Right. And the approval replay design matters. The approval block carries a context identity, a SHA-256 over the canonical JSON of exactly what the approver saw. If the tool call changes, the old approval does not transfer.
Your traceability bet is due in 3 days, by the way. This is annoyingly supportive evidence for you.
Noted. But adoption is the honest caveat. The article says SDKs in Python, TypeScript, .NET, Rust, and Go, plus a first-class implementation merged into Microsoft Agent Framework Core. FreshDocs also make the agent framework capability sound experimental and Python only right now. So framework neutral is the contract ambition. The proof is other frameworks actually conforming.
That feels fair. I'm still more bullish than you, because the upgrade path is unusually concrete. In Microsoft Agent Framework, it's pip install agent framework core with agent hooks extras, then middleware using create_agent_hooks_middleware with your interceptors. One factory call installs the full contract, not one cute partial hook.
Okay.
So if I were kicking the tires, I'd write the tiny refund guard from their example, run it through the conformance kit, and then try to break it through batch, retry, and timeout paths. If the whole pitch is prove the deny, that is exactly where I'd poke.
Same. And I would watch whether LangChain-style callback ecosystems treat this as complementary or invasive. A real enforcement contract has opinions. Frameworks with lots of lifecycle surfaces may not love being told which 8 points are normative.
Good. We have reached the rare ending where your skepticism is useful and my tab landslide is product research. I'll take it.